previous days, Saraji was explaining on dana, and then Saraji explained on morality, moral conduct, refraining from misconduct by body and speech. So Saraji also explained on sila, and also Saraji explained about mental development practice in order to keep the mind and knowledge, in order to keep the mind pure, clean, blameless, and to develop knowledge, which is the cause to gain happiness. Saraji was explaining on bhavana, punya kriya vatu, mental development practice, as base of meritorious deeds. And yesterday was the special occasion of Mother's Day, so the Dhamma talk on bhavana has to be continued today. Saraji had explained about two kinds of sukha, two kinds of happiness. Kama sukha, mila sukha, and anariya sukha. Kama sukha is the kind of sensual pleasure, sensual happiness that is polluted, that is impure. So such kind of happiness is enjoyed by the puttojana, worldly beings, who have thick layers of kilesa, defilements. Such kind of happiness are good, but they are dangerous and fatal. And such kind of kama sukha, such kind of sensual pleasure, they are mixed with the burning sensations of these kilesa, defilements. So as one enjoys sensual pleasure amidst the fire of these defilements, raga, dosa, moha, that's why such kind of happiness has no guarantee. So one sensual happiness, it is polluted. So one should leave behind the place where it is burning with fire. So Saraji gives an example. If the whole neighborhood is burning, if the whole neighborhood is on fire, then people must escape from this neighborhood so that they will be free from fire. So by fleeing the neighborhood which is on fire, one can gain, one can escape from danger to a certain extent. So in the same way, if one can leave behind the sensual pleasure where it is burning and suffering, one can gain nikkhamma sukha. So as the yogi leaves behind the worldly pleasure, come into retreat in a meditation center, yogi gains nikkhamma sukha. And the other day, Saraji explained what a meditation center is. So leaving behind the worldly affairs, leaving behind the worldly sensual pleasure, in Burmese it is called dotwe, but actually it means that the yogi, the person, leaves behind the field or the realm of kilesa, defilements. So by giving up by leaving behind the field of kilesa defilements, when one comes into a center where it is free from the field of kilesa defilements, the person starts to have nikkhamma sukha. So in a meditation center like this, one can say that one is quite free from this kilesa fire, but the person, when going back to the worldly life, it is like going back to a fire which one cannot avoid. So for that reason, yogis must practice so that they will have fireproof and fire mask so that they can protect themselves from kilesa fire, so that they will have protection from kilesa fire. So nikkhamma means meritorious deeds. So one should replace unwholesome deeds by wholesome deeds. So now yogis are practicing a kind of nikkhamma, a kind of wholesome deeds, which is satipatthana practice. So by practicing satipatthana meditation, yogi is replacing the defilements that can arise by lack of mindfulness by satipatthana wholesome deed. So previously, Saroji had explained on punya kriya vattu. So the word punya kriya vattu is made up of three parts: punya, kriya, and vattu. So punya means the current of one's nama rupa, one's mentality and materiality. So they are called santana. So in one's life, in current of one's life, these nama rupa, mentality and materiality, they are arising due to circumstances like a current. So that's why a current of these current of continuous arising of these mentality and materiality in Pali are called santana. So throughout the current of one's life, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, bending, stretching, turning, they are arising continuously like a current. And also, there is delusion, not knowing the truth, knowing wrongly, being attached, and also there can be wrong view. So these are also arising whenever there is circumstances. So throughout one's life, these wholesome and unwholesome mind, wholesome or unwholesome mind, are arising continuously as a result, and they are called vipakavata, round of resultants. And then in next existence also, these wholesome and unwholesome mind will arise as a result, and thus rounds will continue. Punya means the deed, the meritorious deed, which purifies one's life, one's mind, is called punya. Punya can make one's life pure and clean. So it is the wholesome deeds that can make one's life pure and clean. So such meritorious deeds are the cause for one's life to be pure and clean. That's why these meritorious deeds should be done. So if one practices such meritorious deeds, can fulfill the wish of the person. Whatever wish the person wants, whether the person wants to be well and happy, whether the person wants human pleasure or deva pleasure, such meritorious deeds that the person is doing can fulfill the wish of the doer. But most of the people, they like to have the kind of happiness that has no guarantee. But whatever his or her wishes, his or her meritorious deeds can fulfill the wish of the one who perform such meritorious deeds. That's why these meritorious deeds are called punya, because they fulfill the wish of the person who performs these meritorious deeds. And there are two definitions of punya. The first one is atano sandana punati sodetiti punya. It means that punya, meritorious deed, can purify the person's life. That's why this meritorious deed is called punya. And another definition, karakasa manorata puretiti punya. It means that meritorious deeds can fulfill the wish of the person who performs these meritorious deeds. That's why these meritorious deeds are called punya. So that's why, because punya, these meritorious deeds can purify the person as well as fulfill the wish of the doer. That's why these punya should be done. So punya is something that one should done. So dana, which is also one of the punya, can also give good result as being endowed as dana can give the result of being endowed with material things. And by performing sila, this sila punya can give result of having a smooth life as a human or a deva. But the kind of punya, bhavana punya, it can make one's mind develop and it can develop knowledge. So the person who practices punya, his or her mind will become pure and clean, and the person will be developing knowledge stage by stage. That's why bhavana punya excels the other two, dana and sila. That's why bhavana punya, mental development practice, is called adikusala, because it excels the other wholesome deeds of dana and sila. So dana and sila cannot develop one's mind and knowledge. Only bhavana, mental development practice, can develop one's mind and knowledge. That's why bhavana is called adikusala. So the definition of bhavana is adikusala bhavetiti bhavana. It means that by practicing bhavana, one can develop a very special wholesome deed by development, mental development practice. That's why among the three kinds of punya kriya vatu, dana, sila, and bhavana, bhavana is the one which is most special, which excels the other two, dana and sila. So in order to purify one's mind and one's life, one needs to practice bhavana, mental development practice. By practicing bhavana, one's mind and knowledge will be developed. And bhavana is called adikusala. So by practicing bhavana, one can strengthen two kinds of strength or power in the mind. The first one is patisankhana bala, power of prudence. And the second one is bhavana bala, power of mental development practice. So whatever that someone is about to do, about to say, or about to think, one should reflect whether or not it is beneficial, or whether or not it is suitable. So the power of prudence and reflection, whether something is beneficial or not, whether something is suitable or not, is called patisankhana bala, power of prudence. So if something is not beneficial, it must not be done, it must not be said, it must not be thought. So whatever one is doing, saying, or thinking for oneself or others, one should reflect before whether it is beneficial or not, whether it is suitable or not. Only if it is beneficial, one should do it, one should say it, and one should think. And also, one should reflect whether it is suitable or not. Only if it is suitable, one should do it, one should say it, and one should think. So the power of prudence, whether something to be done, something to be said, something to be thought, is beneficial or not, suitable or not, is called patisankhana bala, power of prudence. So also in the worldly life, one needs to make use of this patisankhana bala, power of prudence. This patisankhana bala can also be called parihariya panya. Parihariya panya is also the kind of knowledge to refrain from things that are unbeneficial, harmful, and the knowledge to perform things that should be performed. Such knowledge is called parihariya panya. So in terms of sampajanya, clear comprehension, it can also be called sataka sampajanya and sapaya sampajanya. Clear comprehension whether something is beneficial or whether something is suitable. In other words, it can also be called nepaka panya. Nepaka means matured. Nepaka panya means knowledge, matured knowledge. So if one reflects over and over again, the mind will become from small to big, from tender to ripe, and one will also gain experience, and also one will become matured. So that's why it is called nipaka panya, matured knowledge. So this nipaka panya, matured knowledge, should be used both in the worldly field and the Dhamma field. So such kind of power is very strong. One needs to have nipaka panya. One needs to have it. So based on these powers, patisankhana bala, power of prudence, one understands what is beneficial and what is suitable. Satipatthana practice is very beneficial, which can uplift one's life. Knowing that Satipatthana practice is very beneficial, yogis here come to the meditation retreat to practice. So that's why yogis who are here, they are endowed with patisankhana bala, power of prudence, because they know that Satipatthana meditation is very beneficial and precious. So in this way, yogis should rejoice that they are already endowed with patisankhana bala, power of prudence. Bhavana bala can make one's mind peaceful, calm, bright, brilliant, and also to know the truth stage by stage, and to remove the wrong views. Such kind of power is called bhavana. And bhavana can also give peacefulness. In order to gain bhavana, one should practice with viriya, diligence. So everyone should reshape or form their mind systematically. So if one does not shape or reform the mind will be inferior, weak, and tender. Even though one may be growing old, but if the person does not form or reshape his or her mind, the mind will still be inferior, weak, and tender despite his or her old age. If a person is 25 years old, but he/she does not reform or shape his or her mind, even though the body is 25 years old, but the mind will be weak, tender, and inferior. Even if a person may be 50 years old, if the person does not reshape or form the mind systematically, then the body may be 50 years old, but his or her mind will be still weak, tender, and inferior. Even though the person may be 70 years old, 80 years old, but if he, she leaves the mind unformed, unreshaped, unrectified systematically, his or her body may be 70, 80 years old, but his or her mind will still be inferior, weak, and tender. So Saraji gives an example. If one is weak, then one cannot repel the enemy who are strong. So among the weak and the strong, the weak will defeat, the weak will be defeated if he, she does not use his or her knowledge. So the weak will be defeated by the strong enemy. So in the same way, if the mind is weak, then it cannot withstand good and bad worldly conditions. It will be very quick to react, quick to respond. So one needs to have maturity. One needs to be matured. So one needs to practice Satipatthana meditation so that the mind will be matured. By practicing Satipatthana meditation, one will understand the truth stage by stage, and his or her mind will become from tender to ripe, and thus the person will gain spiritual stamina. So by practicing Satipatthana meditation, one's mind will become from tender to ripe, and one will gain maturity and spiritual stamina, and thus one can withstand good and bad worldly conditions. Saraji gives another example. If a fruit is very tender, it cannot withstand heat or cold. It can easily be rotten. So in the same way, if a person's mind is tender, it cannot withstand the opposite, it cannot withstand the adversities. It is very quick to react, quick to respond, and the person's mind can be agitated by raga dosa. When the person comes across desirable objects, the person will have lust and greed. When the person comes across undesirable objects, there will be anger, hatred. Because the mind is tender and weak, the mind is not matured enough to withstand good and bad worldly conditions. So that's why, in order to be able to withstand good and bad worldly condition, one needs to practice Satipatthana meditation so as to strengthen the mind, to make the mind matured. So if the person cannot withstand good and bad worldly conditions, it shows that the person has not shaped or reformed his or her mind with Satipatthana practice. That's why the person's mind is weak, tender, so that it cannot withstand the opposite good and bad worldly conditions. That's why one needs to practice Satipatthana meditation to strengthen the mind. By practicing Satipatthana meditation, one will develop knowledge stage by stage, and thus one will be matured. One's mind and knowledge will be matured, and thus one can withstand good and bad worldly conditions. That's why everyone should practice Satipatthana meditation to put necessary strength in the mind. So bhavana bala is the necessary strength or necessary power of the mind that can make the person withstand good and bad worldly conditions. If one lacks spiritual strength, then one cannot defend or one cannot repel kilesa, defilements. So the person will be very quick to react, very quick to respond, and the person will have problems such as tension, stress, and depression. So just as the body needs vitamins and minerals to have body resistance, in the same way, the mind also needs spiritual vitamins, spiritual minerals, in order to have mental strength. Saraji will continue to explain the next day. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.